Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Now, if you were listening to the story, it seemed confusing. It seemed like there were two stories put together, and not all at the beginning and all at the end, but kind of mixed up. You're right if you heard that, because you see, there are two writers at work in Exodus here. There is the writer called the Yahwist, and there is the writer called the priestly writer. And they kind of put it all together when they were putting the Bible together. They used the Yahwist writings and the priestly story, and they made it confusing. Because you hear it and it's like, what? Wait, what? So I'm going to pull it apart. And I'm going to read the Yahwist part first. So the Yahwist is verses 19 and 20, 24 and 25, and 30 and 31. So listen to the Yahwist writing of the story. The angel of God who was going before the Israelite army moved and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud moved from in front of them and took its place behind them. It came between the army of Egypt and the army of Israel. And so the cloud was there with the darkness, and it lit up the night. One did not come near the other all night. At the morning watch, the Lord in the pillar of fire and the cloud looked down upon the Egyptian army and threw the Egyptian army into a panic. He clogged their chariot wheels so that they were turned with difficulty. The Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the Israelites, for the Lord is fighting for them against Egypt." Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Israel saw the great work that the Lord did against the Egyptians, so the people feared the Lord and believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. So that's the Yahwist. So let me just recap. God's messenger, who had been in front, had moved behind. A column of cloud had moved from the front and took place behind. They stood between the Egyptian camp army and the Israel's camp army. And the cloud remained between them when darkness was there, but it lit it up like the night. The two camps didn't come near each other all night. Morning approached, and the Lord looked down on the Egyptian camp. Lightning and cloud and panic ensued, and he jammed the wheels of the chariot so that they wouldn't be easy to turn. And the Egyptians are like, "Well, let's get away from here, because the Lord is fighting against us. God is for them, not us." And so the Lord rescued Israel from the Egyptians, and Israel saw God's amazing power, and people were in awe and believed in God. So that's one story. That's the Yahwist story. And so kind of a summary of that story is this. God wants to save both the Egyptians and the Israelites. Did you hear that? The cloud was between them, and neither could fight against each other. So God wants to save both. God's power intervenes to prevent war. Moses is never mentioned. You didn't hear me mention Moses in that part of the story. And this Yahweh's creation story is more concerned with God and being in relationship, being together in community. So that's the Yahwist side of the story. So now we have the priestly part of the story. And the priestly part of the story is verses 21 to 23, 26, 27, and 28, 29. Remember what you just heard. Now hear this part of it. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. The Lord drove the sea back by a strong east wind all night and turned the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. The Israelites went into the sea on dry ground, the waters forming a wall for them on their right and on their left. The Egyptians pursued and went into the sea after them, all of Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and chariot drivers. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea so that the water may come back upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and chariot drivers." So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at dawn the sea returned to its normal depth. As the Egyptians fled before it, the Lord tossed the Egyptians into the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots and the chariot drivers, the entire army of Pharaoh that had followed them into the sea. Not one of them remained. But the Israelites walked on dry ground through the sea, the waters forming a wall for them on their right and on their left. So again, different when you separate it out. So Moses stretched his hand out over the sea. The Lord pushed back the sea. The water split in two. The Israelites walked on the dry land. The Egyptians chased them. Moses stretched out his hand again, and the waters came back, and the Egyptians were tossed into the sea. The water returned, and Pharaoh's army was no more. When we hear the story of the Red Sea, that's the part we hear mostly, because that's the part that has images for us. So this summary from the priestly writer, Moses was a great leader, calling in God's power to separate the waters. The Egyptians were thrown into the water and destroyed. The Egyptian, it emphasizes Yahweh, God's glory and power over and above Pharaoh. God's winds swept over the waters. And the priestly creation of this is more concerned with power and chaos. So did you hear the two differences? One story put together by two different writers trying to make it fit together. And you see, all of this was written during the time of the exile. What do we want to hear out of this? Does it matter which writer wrote it first, the priestly writer or the Yahwist writer? Does it matter that they're put together? It's the story and what we can learn from it and what challenges us. Because you see, there are two responses of God's work in this story. We have the Israelites. They choose faith. They walk through dry land. Now, it's precarious, but they come out alive on the other side. So they choose faith. The Egyptians, they choose death. They're continually opposing God's plan. They're continually on the opposite side of who God is, about the hope of God. They unjustly enslave the Israelites. And then they are swallowed up by the water. So we have the Israelites who choose faith even though it was really hard and it was really difficult, and at times they wanted to go back to what they knew. And then we have the Egyptians who choose death, who choose against God, and they lose their lives. One of my colleagues, his name is Brian Sergio, and I play him periodically. When we have communion, we play "I Am Welcome." That's one of his. Here's a song. It's called "In God's Hands." And as you're listening to it, see if you can picture out, are you being an Egyptian or are you being an Israelite? Are you choosing faith, the hope that comes with that, or are you choosing death? So you see, the Israelites rested in God's hands to know that the hope of the future came with God. What are you choosing? Are you trusting God, or are you enslaving those who are different than us? How are you living? Are you having the hope that God gives us? Are you resting with God? Or are you fighting to go against what God is calling you to do and be? I hope that we are working to be like the Israelites, trusting God, choosing faith. Amen.